Vegas and making remarks close to the UNLV campus, where three faculty members were killed in the latest school shooting.
This is not normal, and we can never let it become normal.
During the rampage, fear-filled students and faculty called for help.
No, I don't hear any more shots. The last shot I heard was maybe like a minute or two ago.
Okay.
In Michigan, another school shooter, Ethan Crumbly, addressed his victims' families before hearing his fate.
All I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
Before handing down a sentence of life without the possibility of parole, Judge Kwame Roe said he was particularly concerned with what he called Crumbly's obsession with violence.
He continued to walk through the school, picking and choosing who was going to die.
John Hewitt for CBS News, Detroit.
Actor Ryan O'Neal has died at age 82. CBS's Frank Sidipani with a look at his life.
He first gained fame in the 1960s, starring in the primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes, I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker Love Story that made Ryan O'Neal a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
His son posting the news on Instagram saying his dad died peacefully with his loving team by his side. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a petition to block a judge's ruling allowing a woman who's 20 weeks pregnant to get an abortion after her baby was diagnosed with a fatal condition. Meanwhile, a pregnant woman in Kentucky has also filed a lawsuit demanding the right to an abortion.
The lawsuit, which seeks class action status, challenges Kentucky's near-total ban on abortions. Amber Duke is with the American Civil Liberties Union.
The case details the severe harm that Jane Doe, who was 8 weeks pregnant, is enduring because the government has denied her access to the care that she needs.
Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Here's some good news for those buying presents this holiday season. More people are working. Employers added 199,000 jobs last month. One person who is super busy with work right now, Santa.
My elves are going crazy.
Santa Russ says his schedule is so jam-packed, he's even had to turn down requests.
It's been overwhelming.
HireSanta.com says it's seeing a 34.6% increase in demand over last year.
That's CBS's Willie James Inman. Wall Street in the holiday spirit, closing the week in positive territory, the Dow up 130 points today. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. Visit your local steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 36, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger, joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards, themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times.
What is over the back fence? Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set.
Or a
seven-quart digital air fryer.
Or a
2019 Cadillac.
For sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
Tonight, they had Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, and they had the Kingsman with Louie Louie. They had Aha, Take on Me, and
oh yeah,
haven't figured this one out yet. But Tom Battersby, and you know, great tradition there, and so yeah. Always fun to be a part of that. So, but yeah, what about the other sports? How's wrestling or some of the women's teams doing?
Girls basketball is doing great. That co-op with South, they're actually playing South Milwaukee at South tonight.
That's right.
Which is fun.
The combined North-South team.
Yep. And then wrestling is doing well. We got some young guys and a new head coach, but they're adjusting well and they're figuring things out. Hockey's off to a strong start. They've
that's
had a
right.
couple
the
of
the wings, right? Yep.
Yeah, the Wings. North runs that co-op, but that's all the Waukesha, and they dropped a close one to. Wausau
right.
East or Wausau West. I can't remember.
Our
last
affiliates
week.
In Wausau actually broadcast
yes.
that game. They came down for it. So that's it's a big deal up there in Wausau.
Oh, yeah. So they're off to that's a strong terrific. Start. And,
good.
And then the other big thing I have to shout out is that preliminary conference realignment plan for all sports that would move north
that's
and
right.
south to the Woodland, which is really exciting for us, something that we explored, and I think will be a big boost for North and South if that gets made
right.
official.
Sure. Yeah, you know, your counterpart at South, Dan Schreier, had kind of whispered something on Tuesday night when I was at that game, and so it's good to hear that that could be a strong possibility.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens. Got to watch those WIA timelines, but it'll be
sounds
good.
Sounds great.
Well, I'll let you go.
Carl Anderson, Athletic Director of North, Waukesha North, thanks for joining us. We're going to have you and Coach Ciano on the show one of these days very soon. I'll be in touch. All right, thanks. So both teams are assembled. The lights are getting dark. Very cool. Kind of like the Forum in Philadelphia before the Flyers games. Well, it'd be kind of cool if Kate Smith came out or they had a canned version of God Bless America. But we're going to take a quick pause here on the Waukesha High School Sports Network while they do the national anthem on you. If you could give us a quick 30, that would be terrific. And take it away.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
And they're a great source of protein. They're
Did
going
you know
to be
that?
The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few
big.
Kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Kurt Larson Arena. We're listening to the North Marching Band doing our national anthem. Tune in. It's beautiful. Thank you. That was just wonderful. A live rendition of our national anthem conducted by the legendary Waukesha North Marching Band led by Thomas Battersby and senior Bruno Orlowski, my nephew, cracking a smile over. So now we're going to announce the starting lineup for both teams. They're reading off the WIA rules, which I have to say, parents have done a pretty good job the first couple games I've been a part of. So announcing Waukesha South first. And junior Javon Carter, 6'3". 6'3", senior number 10, Brighton Staub. Senior number 12, Evan Stout, 6'3", forward from Badding Park. And freshman number 20, Jordan Garcia, the diaper dandy. And Yovani Carter, the 6'4", junior. And that's your black shirts, again, in all red. They're going to have many of my black T-shirts underneath. And now Waukesha North. And you can tell from the roar of the crowd, Jaden Miles, the 6'4 senior. The lefty, number 3, junior, Cooper Haas, 5'11". Senior, number 12, A.J. Curtis, football quarterback, natural leader. Jackson Piasek, 5'11 senior. And the senior, 6'3 senior, number 24, Patrick Still. Black shirts are coached by Lee Montez in his first year. North Stars coached by Brandon Redman. And we are almost ready for the tip-off. Student section for North looking very full here across the floor from the North bench. And it looks like a patriotic theme. Many of the young ladies and gentlemen are decked out in the American flag. They've also got a lot of red, white, and blue. And their big, the big chant popular among a lot of student sections, I believe that we will win repeatedly. The South cheering section looks like they got a Christmas pajama theme going. A lot of red, a lot of flannel jammy bottoms. And here's a tip-off, Javon Carter against Miles. And still tried saving it in, but it went out of bounds. So it'll go to the black shirts. Black shirts defending the North basket. Brighton Staub inbound at half court. Inbounds it to the diaper dandy Garcia, number 20. Guarded closely. Kicks it out to Stott in the left wing. Stott dribbles. Kicks it back to Yovani Perea, top of the key. Perea dribbling, spins, pulls up the shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound. And it's pulled away by Jordan Garcia after a good battle by Staub. Kicks it back out to Yovani Perea. Perea kicks into the corner for Staub for three. Yes! Brighton Staub, the senior. Carroll bound. And it's now 3-0, Black Shirts. And here come the North Stars. Still has in the corner. Kicks it to Miles. Miles misses everything. Tough angle there underneath. Garcia gets the rebound and goes all the way. Kicks it out to Staub. Staub now to Perea. Perea driving in. Muscling his way in. Beautiful shot, but it won't fall. God, it was falling into the basket and somehow kicked it out. Here comes Cooper Haas speeding down. Kicks it back to A.J. Curtis, guarded by Stout. Now still has it in the right wing, guarded by Javon Carter. Still dribbles, kicks it back out to Curtis. Into the corner to Jackson Piazek. Back to Still. Still for a long three. Yes! Patrick Still ties it with a tray. 16:45 remaining in the first half. Jordan Garcia dribbles it up slowly. Guarded by Piazek. Staub has it now. Staub center of the court. Kicks it over to Perea. Oh, almost had a miscommunication there. Perea recovers. Garcia now dribbling. Garcia's going to pull up for a long two. Yes! The diaper dandy Jordan Garcia gives the Black Shirts a lead. 5-3. Miles driving in. He gets fouled. And the shot is good. A tough drive and a tough shot as he got chopped there by... No, foul's going to go against Staub. I thought it was Perea, but... Staub will be nailed with the foul, his first. So, Jaden Miles, a 6'4 senior. First shot, and that's off the back of the rim. Knocked away, but Javon Carter has it. And the ball gets tripped out of bounds by Miles. It'll go to the black shirt, so we remain tied after the miss by Miles. Inbounding it for the black shirts will be Evan Stout here, right in front of the scorer's table. The Eau Claire bounced out, going there for football and education. Jordan Garcia, the diaper dandy freshman, kicks it over to Staub in the right wing. Staub goes around and picked by Stout. And they're going to call a foul on Evan Stout, a moving pick, it looks like. Let's see. No, they're calling it on Staub. They said he pushed off. Didn't really see much there, but. So, A.J. Curtis bringing it up. Guarded by Stout here. Gets it to Still. Still on the left wing. He's going to drive. Nope. Kicks it back out. Still back to Cooper Haas, top of the key. Haas throws it in the corner to Still. Still for three. Yes! Patrick Still! His second tray. And it's 8-6 in favor of the North Stars. 15:43 remaining in the first half. Jordan Garcia is in the right backcourt. Now he's getting trapped here. Miles and he gets it over to Perea, though, in the left wing, guarded by Still. Perea dribbling in, spins around. Good little move there by Perea. Yes, a banker! Great-looking shot by Perea, his first bucket of the game. We are not in an 8, 15-23. Still trying to drive on Stout. And they're going to call Stout, I think, for the push. I thought Stout held his own there, but or got in the way. So Stout will get the nab. That's the third personal there. No fouls yet for the North Stars. Oh, inbound, no good. And Carter's got it going. And he dunks it. Javon Carter on the rebound. Black shirts get the lead back. 10-8. A.J. Curtis with a beautiful drive, but he gets fouled again. This could be Stout. Let's see. I don't know who they call. Oh, they're calling it on number 24, Perea. That's his first. Fourth team foul. It's a good drive to the basket by Curtis, but he missed everything. Or went the front of the rim. First free throw is good by Curtis. And Curtis gets his first points of the game. It's now 10-9 in favor of the Blackshirts. Second free throw from Curtis. 15:09 remaining. It goes up, and it's good. So two for Curtis, and we are tied at 10. Garcia has it, dribbling to the left. Going to go around. Trying to go all the way in. Kicks it to Perea in the corner. Perea guarded by Still. Perea driving in. Good job using the body. And basket should count. Let's see. They're calling it charge on Perea. Wow. Now Max Hennis will come in. Two early fouls for Perea. That could hurt the black shirts here. And Coach Lee Montes does not like it. He's making his dissatisfaction known with the ref. I thought Perea did a good job using his body to muscle his way in. There's a lot of his feet. Good drive here by Still. Still with the layup. Great little block by Carter there. Rebounded by Haas. And we got a little tie-up there with Garcia. The ball will stay with the North Stars. Since the black shirts won the tip. A.J. Curtis will inbound it. Stout, a high inbound there to Miles. Miles gets it to Haas. Haas going in. Haas misses off the side, but he gets a little rebound. A tough rebound.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk.
A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness. The Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswestrapids.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Control there. Great defense by Stout. Jordan Garcia has it. Here come the Blackshirts. Garcia gets mugged, but he gets the shot. And the Blackshirts tie it up. North in their home whites, purple font. Kicks it in. Oh, he's blocked beautifully by Garcia. Floats it over to Stout. Stout in the corner, kicks it back to Garcia. Garcia for three, that's off. And the ball's loose, Stout has it. Stout goes up, and it falls. Evan Stout gives the Blackshirts the lead. His first bucket of the game. 14-12, 13-02 remaining. This is like a heavyweight prize fight. And Haas has the ball, right wing, guarded by Garcia. He's looking for help. Garcia's all over him. And he throws it away. And it'll go to the Blackshirts. Carter couldn't get a hand on it, fortunately, for the Blackshirts. So Jordan Garcia will inbound it. Oh, no, excuse me. Keegan McGeorge in the game now, the other diaper dandy. Inbounds it to Garcia. Here come the Blackshirts, decked out in red. Stout comes out to Georgian. There's his into the wing here to Hennis. Hennis, oh, spin move. Nice little pass, but nope. Too fancy. Miles has it. Fast break here. Miles pulls up. Kicks it out to Curtis for three. Curtis off the rim. Rebounded beautifully by, that's number 21 here, Aiden Faber-Hernandez, a big lad. Long shot for Curtis. Yes, it's a three for A.J. Curtis. And it's now a one-point North Star lead, 15-14, 12-11 and counting. Garcia dribbles it up slowly, going against a man North Star defense. Oh, they bring out a little extra pressure there, but gets it out to Carter. Now Carter pulls out, gives it into the corner. Yes! Keegan McGeorge with a tray! The diaper dandy, known for his long-distance shooting. Jaden Miles has it. He's all alone. No, now he's going to drive on Garcia. And he travels, yep! And the ref confirms the call. Miles questioning the call, but he's got a lot of favorable calls tonight. DeGeorge inbounds it to Garcia. Garcia guarded by Miles. And now they call Miles. He's trying to reach around from the back. And for a big player like that to do that so far, that's a coach's worst nightmare, that old backcourt foul. You want your big guys using those in the paint if you can. It is the first team foul for the North Stars, and of course, Miles' first foul. Garcia to DeGeorge. DeGeorge driving this time. He's got a great lane and a bucket. A right-handed layup on the left side. So DeGeorge making his presence known with 5 points and a 19-15 black shirt lead. 11-26 to count. Beautiful dish to Cooper Haas, who puts it in. Lefty from the right side. So can't catch 19-17 black shirt lead here. Garcia, heavy pressure, gets the ball over to DeGeorge. DeGeorge now dribbling into the crowd, back onto Carter, into Hennis. Hennis driving in, and he gets fouled there by the big Faber-Hernandez. Faber-Hernandez. I thought it was great defense by Hernandez, but refs thought there was a little too much body. So a fortuitous call for the Blackshirts, leading 19-17, and the junior Max Hennis from a long line of Hennis Blackshirt players. First free throw, yes! So Hennis gives the Blackshirts a 3-point lead, 20-17, 11:05 remaining. He gets a chance to make it a 4-point lead on this second free throw. And the General, Zayas DeWalt in the game for Jordan Garcia. Second free throw from Max, it's good! So it's 21-17, Blackshirts. What do we say now? The refs are disallowing the shot. I guess one of the Blackshirt players crossed the line too soon. We got a packed house here. And Miles is the big Miles, the 6'4" Miles is bringing it up here for the North Stars. Kicks it out to Patrick Still. Still guarded by Carter. Gets it out to A.J. Curtis. Curtis fakes. Gets it into the big man. Oh, big man gets away with some. And then he gets fouled, putting it up on a reverse layup. Boy, he patty-caked Hennis, but I don't know if Hennis had much position. Maybe Hennis was trying to draw the charge. They don't give weights here, but I imagine Faber-Hernandez plays some D-line for the North Stars here for Coach Ciano. First free throw, 2017, 10:49 remaining, and that's good. Make it 2018, excuse me. So the big man can shoot it from the charity stripe as of right now. 2018, second free throw. That foul, by the way, that's good. I didn't get, oh, it's on Max Hennis. So the Generals, A.S. DeWalt doing the point guard duties, throws it, gets it over to George. George loses control of the ball. They have a little bit of a scrum here. And Carter ends up with it. He gets fouled trying to shoot, but I think it was before the shot. No, they're saying it's two shots. That's going to go on number three. Cooper Haas, his first. Team third. As we see some more black shirt students filling up the section. Javon Carter will shoot. Carter has one basket on a dunk on a missed inbound. First shot by Carter's good. Make that three for the 6'3 junior. Second free throw, 10:35 remaining, a 21-19 black shirt lead. And that's good too, so make that 4 points for Carter and a 22-19 black shirt lead. Black shirt's falling back into a man defense here. Again, the big guy, Miles, bringing it up, guarded by the smaller DeWalt, kicks it out to Haas. Now the big guy has it. Faber-Martinez, he drives in. Beautiful left-handed layup. So he can be a factor. That's 3 points for him. Zayas DeWalt in trouble. Kicks it into Hennis. Beautiful pass. Yes, Max Hennis. What a pass from the general. Zayas DeWalt. Four for Hennis. And I missed the play there. I think there was could be a shooting foul as they're lining up. Yep. Keegan DeGeorge gets his first foul. That's 18 fouls already for the Blackshirts against three. A.J. Curtis, the shooter. Curtis is already 2 for 2, and that one's good. Jackson Piasek back in the game for the North Stars. Second free throw from Curtis, and that one's good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And Henry Koopmeiners will come in. 9 points for Curtis will come out. DeWalt brings it up into Hennis on the left wing. Hennis now back to DeWalt in the corner. DeWalt under heavy pressure, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll remain black shirt ball, but good job by the North Star defense, Coach Redmond's defense, with these traps in the corners. Hennis inbounds to DeGeorge. DeGeorge to Javon Carter, right backcourt. Over to Zayas, who goes from the left to the middle. He's driving in now. Kicks it to a wide-open Hennis, and it won't fall. Oh, tough break for the Blackshirts. A great job by DeWalt. Faber-Martinez gets the rebound on the miss. Miles driving in. Nowhere to go with it. Oh, but he does get it back to Piazek. Faber-Martinez driving on Hennis. Left-handed layup. No, it's off. Rebounded by DeGeorge.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. While speaking on infrastructure in Las Vegas, President Biden addressed the school shooting at UNLV.
Look, I'm not going to rest until we do all we can to prevent more families and more communities from being torn apart by gun violence.
There have been over 600 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. No to a ceasefire right now in Gaza. CBS's Pamela Falk reports why.
The U.N. Security Council rejected a call demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire due to a U.S. veto.
A U.S. official tells CBS News there have been 10 attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria in the last 24 hours. Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. He first gained fame in the 60s, starring on Peyton Place, but officially got movie star status in the 1970 tearjerker Love Story. Most recently...
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Leaf deep breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it! Scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the 6th-ranked Badgers tangle with a 17th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Along with their producer, Mike Henderson, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Brian Posick. Well, 50 years ago, after calling Wisconsin's first NCAA championship in 1973, Bob Miller left Madison to become the radio play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Kings. That left head coach Bob Johnson searching for a new voice of the Badgers. Paul Brown, a young man from Minnesota, was hired to replace Miller, and for 42 years on WIBA Radio, Public Television, Midwest Sports Channel, and Fox Sports Wisconsin, Paul called Badger games with his high-energy, soothing tone and documented some of the greatest moments in the program's history. Also in 1973, Bill Howard joined Badger Bob's staff as the volunteer goalie coach. At the time, Bill was the head coach of the powerhouse Madison Memorial High School program. With the Badgers, Bill developed some of the greatest goalies in college hockey history and earned 6 national championship rings before retiring in 2008. Bill also served as Paul's longtime broadcast partner on the radio and TV. Their enthusiasm, dry wit, and expert analysis were legendary for Badger fans everywhere. And as we celebrate the 75th anniversary of Wisconsin Badger hockey, we have reunited PB and Bill one more time to call all the action, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce tonight's broadcast team, Paul Brown and Bill Howard. Hi, gentlemen.
How are you doing, Brian?
I'm good. You?
He's a little nervous. It's nice to see, Brian, that you dressed up for us, you know, tonight. I appreciate everybody seeing you on the radio with your coat and tie on and everything else. But I can remember PB and I at the Coliseum where we had to broadcast from behind the goal in the balconies with my double headset on.
He used to talk to the bench while we took a commercial timeout. And I was listening. I pulled a random tape the other day, and it was from 1989 and 90 when the Badgers had 30 wins at that point and went on to win the national title. And the mic, he didn't like what they were doing on the power play. So we didn't get it turned down.
Uh-huh.
So we heard Howie talking to the bench about, they got to do this, and they got to move over there, and you got to talk to them about doing that.
Yeah, that's when I almost got fired because Bob Johnson kept saying I was telling everybody too much. But moving on, because I got a little intro I want to get into. I've got Howie's keys to the game.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
And at 8:01 or whenever we go on the air live for the game, I'll tell you what they are. But in the meantime, since I think we have some longtime listeners that might be almost as old as Brian. I have some clues for you. So between now and when Brian interviews the coaches, and they'll give you a little help too, and 8 o'clock, I want to see if anybody can come up with three of my keys to the game.
Did you give him the okay to do this?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No. And it's your show, guys. I'm just sitting here listening.
Yeah, and I have some wonderful clues to help everybody.
Let's hear them.
Clue number one, dots.
Okay.
Clue number two, zone. Clue number three, rule. Three words to help you figure out what my keys to the game will be.
Howie's keys to the game coming up just before 8 o'clock. Paul, you ready to go and call play-by-play again?
I'm ready to go, and I know that Bill hasn't changed since I worked with him last, I guess. It should be fun.
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun. It should be an up-tempo type of game. Penn State comes in averaging 4 goals per game, 4th best in the country. Wisconsin's scoring defense of 1.69 is number one in the country. Wisconsin and Penn State. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 36, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15.
Runs at the wall, rotates to Storr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Forster and the Ad Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison, where tonight the Wisconsin Badgers open a two-game series against Penn State. Final series of the first half of the season. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. And obviously, Mike, you're off to a very good start. And earlier this week, your senior goaltender, Kyle McClellan, earned the first star in the Big Ten for his efforts last weekend against Ohio State, allowing only one goal on 51 shots in that sweep of the Buckeyes. I'm not sure what else we can say about Kyle. He leads the nation in goals against average. He's second in save percentage, tied for third in wins. He's given you everything. And then we find out also with this week that freshman William Whitelaw and Quinn Finley are on the preliminary roster for the United States and the World Junior Championship, which starts later this month in Sweden. And that's quite an accomplishment for those two young men, and we both hope that they make Team USA.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, we'll go with Mac. He's been really our brick wall for us from the first weekend when you and I have talked multiple times about who was going to get the nod in net. With his commitment to conditioning and getting himself in a really good spot with Grace and with Tommy and having some experience, he took that opportunity and ran into two quick shutouts and really hasn't looked back. When we did give Grammy an opportunity to be in between the posts, he did his job. But really happy for the young man because he's put so much work into just the diligence of becoming an everydayer, one with his nutrition training, another with his work ethic with Kevin Murdoch and the other two goaltenders. And so we're going to need him to continue to be that way if we're going to be successful. So happy he's ours, happy he's in between the posts for us. The two young guys, you know, William and Finns, both two guys that are going to be, knock on wood, they stay healthy. They're going to play a lot of hockey in their life. Opportunity to represent your country and represent your family first, but then represent your country, our program. I'm excited for when their opportunity comes here next week. I know both of them are focused on trying to finish this off as well as they can for wearing our jersey, and that'll come soon enough.
Also news this week, sophomore defenseman Tyson Jugnauth left your program to go to major juniors. It leaves you with seven defensemen the rest of the way.
Yeah, it does. You know, Tyson thought he could find a better opportunity for him there. And what we try to preach to all of our young men is, you know, one thing we say is drive your own bus. You know, and we're going to be supportive of Ty, and hopefully he can go up to Portland and get off to a really good start and have a good rest of his career. And we wish him nothing but the best. Yeah, it leaves us with seven, but it's seven that we trust and play. And as you've noticed, we've had different guys in and out of the lineup. And that was one of the questions that Ty had earlier and some of our other guys have had up to this point. So I look at that as its opportunity, you know, and we'll be going with seven defensemen tonight.
Badgers and Penn State tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Penn State tonight. Paul Brown and Bill Howard have the call coming up here at 8 o'clock. Mike Hastings is with us. Penn State's in town trying to get to 500 in the Big Ten. They're averaging four goals a game, 42 shots on goal per game to lead the country. Team defense is a key this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to have good sticks. We're going to have a lot of people coming back and getting inside those dots and helping our goaltender out. If you can hold this group to one and done, you're doing something special. We've talked about that. We've worked on a couple of things. Now we've got to go out and execute.
Yeah. One of their best lines is made up of all freshmen. Aiden Fink, who was a one-time UW commit, Matt DiMarcico and Reese Laubach is the centerman there. What makes them so good?
Well, talent, you know. I'm going to say that. Like, we, you know, Reese was a former commit of ours at MSU. Mm-hmm. And then with Fink, I had an opportunity to talk to him. And when the coaching change happened, he wanted to go in a different direction. And obviously, he's gotten off to a tremendous start. You know what I do? They can play with pace. They've got really good hockey heads. They distribute the puck, and they make you pay for it when you give them opportunities. And when you have a young group like that believing in themselves the way that they are, they're going to be a difficult line to stop.
And on the flip side, if there's a weakness for Penn State, it's defensively. They play both goaltenders. They have some young D-men back there. How do you attack that?
Well, we've got to get to our ground game, you know, and get below the tops of the circles, possess it. Get to the net and stay there. Again, on the flip side of what I said about one and done's there, we've got to have second and thirds with traffic. At this level, goaltenders are going to stop it if they can see it because of the ability level. And so, you know, try and be diligent in what we're going to do that once we get it. The best way to keep a team that shoots it 41 times on average a night is play with it yourself and have possession. So our possession game is going to be really important coming off the rush and into that offensive zone.
That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Penn State coming up with Paul Brown and Bill Howard. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Everyone gets a goal.
Wisconsin's 12-4, best 16-game start to a season since the 05-06 national championship season. Badgers have won three in a row. They're 6-2 in the Big Ten, just a point behind Michigan State. More on the conference here in just a bit. Badgers going with Kyle McClellan in goal tonight. Penn State is 9-5-3 overall, 2-3-3 in the league under 12th-year head coach Guy Gadowski, who a couple of weeks ago earned his 200th career win in State College. Nittany Lions can score. Their power play up near 25%. Their starting goaltender is a Germantown, Wisconsin native, Noah Grannon, who's never faced the Badgers. He's 3-2-2 this season with a .260 goals against and a .909 save percentage. And three young men, you'll hear their names a lot tonight. Paul Brown, Bill Howard with a call. Centerman Aiden Fink, a young man who committed to Tony Granato's Badgers but decommitted to go to Penn State. He's on a roll. Fink, 9 goals, 22 points in 17 games to lead Penn State. Another freshman, his left winger, is Matt DiMarcico, who has 5 goals and 16 points. And then the freshman on the right wing from San Jose, California, is Reese Lawback. So far this season, he has 5 goals and 9 points. Those three combined for 15 goals and 36 points in the last 10 games. Penn State split with Minnesota last and has won 4 of 5 coming here to Madison. And in just a moment, we'll update you on the Big Ten games and Wisconsin women's hockey, too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Well, final weekend of the season, first semester of the season, Big Ten play. Michigan State currently in first place with 19 points. Wisconsin alone in second with 18. Minnesota's jumped up to third with 16 points. Notre Dame has 15. Michigan 12. Penn State 11. Ohio State winless, only 2 points. The Buckeyes today scored more goals in the first period against Minnesota than it had all last weekend when the Badgers beat them 3-0 and 6-1, but the Buckeyes lost at home to the Gophers 5-4. Jimmy Snuggerud, 2 goals and assist for Minnesota, which again moved up to third in the Big Ten. And Michigan State home to play Notre Dame. The Spartans leading 3-2, about 11 minutes left in the third period. Michigan is idle. And after taking a 2-1 lead halfway through the first period at Ritter Arena in Minneapolis, the Wisconsin women's hockey team gave up 4 unanswered goals and trails Minnesota 5-2 in the third period of game 1 of that 2-game series. out west. So it's Wisconsin and Penn State here in Madison tonight. Series opener, the finale tomorrow at 7 o'clock with pregame at 6:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. We take a look at the UW Health Injury Report. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Good to see that William Whitelaw, the freshman forward, back in the lineup for the Badgers. He got banged up last weekend against Ohio State and was in concussion protocol, but he's been cleared to play. Brady Cleveland didn't play last weekend because of an injury he had suffered in practice. He's back in the lineup tonight, paired with Captain Mike Vorlicki. The healthy scratches tonight, Sam Stang, Owen Mellenbacher, and Sawyer Scholl. Penn State has lost Chase McLean, a senior forward, to a season-ending injury, and Christian Sarlo, a senior and alternate captain, had missed the previous 10 games with an injury. He's back on the left wing of the second line. Quick trip lineups tonight. First off for Penn State, I mentioned Noah Grandin, the 6'2 sophomore from Germantown, starting in goal for Penn State. The starting defensive pair, sophomore Dylan Grattan, 6-footer out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and junior Simon Mack from Brockville, Ontario. Usually Penn State's defensemen can fill. They can score some points. And the top line for Penn State, I mentioned Matt DiMarcico, Aiden Fink, and Reese Lawback left to right. But number one on their line chart is senior centerman Xander Lampa. He's got 2 goals and 13 points this season. The left winger is Ryan Kerwin. 9 goals, 17 points so far for Kerwin this season. And Kerwin's been on a roll, too. He's got 5 goals in the last 4 games. And then Danny Janiev, a very small 5'1", 150-pound junior winger from Brooklyn. He's got 6 goals and 17 points this season for Guy Godowski, again in his 12th year as head coach. A team averaging 4 goals a game, 3.4 goals in Big Ten play, giving up 3.6 goals in league play, 3.1 overall, which is 53rd in the country. The Badgers, the number one defense in the nation at 1.69 goals against and averaging 3.5 goals per game with a penalty kill that's among the best in the land as well. Paul Brown and Bill Howard back with us here after the quick trip lineups, and I know you're excited to get going, Paul, with a play-by-play, but Bill, what are Howie's keys to the game tonight? Do you want to share those now?
No, it's too early.
Too early?
Yeah, we got to do it right before the puck drop. We're going to have time to do it, right?
Yes, we'll have time to do it. Plenty of time.
Well, I'll remind them of the cues, though, you know, the little clues they got. What do the dots mean?
Yeah.
What does zone mean?
Yeah.
And what is a rule? So if you figure those three out, and by the way, Hastings gave them some clues. If they were listening.
Okay.
They might be trying to figure it out, so doing their homework, right?
right, they might be. It is Wisconsin night here at the Kohl Center. About 40 high school jerseys have been displayed in the concourse in section 207. You know, and a special treat for us, longtime Wisconsin fans, getting a chance to hear Paul Brown and Bill Howard call play-by-play of Wisconsin Badger hockey, and that's coming up here in just a few moments. Just to fill in the rest of the Wisconsin lineup, let's get to that. Actually, I skipped right by it. I'm so excited to hear Paul and Bill do the play-by-play. The starting goaltender is Kyle McClellan, 6'1", senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 11-4, 174 goals against, 934 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. And Bill's smiling about those numbers for the goaltender McClellan.
Well, there's some reasons that his numbers are good. One, he's playing well. He's a fifth-year senior. He's been through it all. And he's getting a lot of support, so he's just got to concentrate on making that one save. And now he's playing with confidence.
Got a lot of it. Starting offensive pair, junior Daniel Lodge from Altoona. He's got a goal and 3 points this season. Senior Anthony Kerr from Winnipeg. He's got a helper in 16 games. Top line on Mike Hastings' chart, David Cilia, the senior from Arnprior, Ontario. 2 goals, 12 points in 16 games. The left winger is Cruz Lucius, a team-leading 8 goals, 14 points in 14 games for the sophomore from Grant, Minnesota. And the right winger is Matthew D. St. Fowl, the senior from Lake Forest. 5 goals, 12 points in 14 games. D. St. Fowl hasn't scored in the last 4 games. He had sat out a pair of the Alaska Anchorage series due to an injury. Second line has freshman William Whitelaw with sophomore Christian Fitzgerald and right wing Simon Tassie. The third line centered by Owen Lindmark, who has a career best 7 goals in his 5th year from Naperville. His Naperville native friend and high school teammate Jack Horbach on the right. Carson Bantle, the senior from Onalaska, on the left. And the fourth line centered by Tyson Dick, the sophomore from Abbotsford, British Columbia. Freshman Quinn Finley from Swamik Monaco, Wisconsin on the left wing. 4 goals for Quinn this season. And Charlie Stramel, the 6'3", 215-pound sophomore from Rosemount, Minnesota, is on the right wing of the fourth line. He's got 1 goal in 10 games so far this season. The Badgers and the Nittany Lions have taken the ice. Bucky Badger out there as well. The referees are ready to go, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up in just a few moments. But first, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for illegal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
I grew up listening to Paul Brown and Bill Howard call Badger Hockey on WIBA and Wisconsin Public Television. Many of you did the same. Paul and Howie have the call when we come back. Stay tuned, folks. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis,